Stimulus for the Stimulated.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Good morning. Glad you can join me as Marketplace covers the fallout from the financial crisis. If there's one economy that wouldn't seem to need a stimulus package, it would be China. China's GDP is still growing at about 9%, what the U.S. wouldn't do for a ninth of that right now. But today, China announced a $586 billion stimulus plan. Our correspondent in Shanghai, Scott Tong, is standing by. Scott, why does China need to stimulate its economy?
The thing about China is when it goes down to around 8%, that's when the yellow light starts flashing on the dashboard and the central government officials start worrying about social stability. I mean, it really has to grow that fast to provide that many jobs for all the people moving from the countryside to the cities. So as China has slowed down, they've decided, you know, we can't wait anymore to hit the gas pedal. We have to do this right now.
And what is in this stimulus package?
Well, what isn't in it, Scott? It has roads and bridges to be built, schools and hospitals, R&D, tax reform, subsidies to farmers. This is pushing all the buttons of domestic growth in China. And China needs that because the export side of the economies around the world have basically fallen off a cliff because the American consumer has disappeared.
Well, obviously, China is thinking of itself with this, but What about outsiders? What about the U.S. and other countries? Are they seeing this as a possible help to the global economy?
The help would be all of the resource providers who will sell stuff to China to do all this building, because China doesn't have a lot of resources, so it needs to import oil and gas, steel, iron ore, wood, minerals, all of those things to keep building out this modern economy of China. So the optimist would say that's what's going to pull much of the world along. Now, China can't save the world, but at the very least, it can try to boost investor confidence, at least stop it from falling through the floor. And that's what China's arguing.
All right. Scott Tong in Shanghai. Thank you.
Thanks.
China's stimulus package was welcome news in Asia today. The stock market soared. In Shanghai, stocks closed 7% higher. Japan's Nikkei gained about 6%. European shares are up 4% so far. Wall Street lost about 4% last week, but did finish with a kick on Friday. The Dow is at 89.43 to start this week. The NASDAQ is at 1647 and the S&P 500 at 930. If you thought insurance company AIG could be crossed off the list of things to deal with, wrong. Apparently, the government's bailout of AIG wasn't enough to keep it afloat. A new deal could be announced this morning, and the money would come from Congress's rescue package. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson has more from New York.
One of the problems with the original government loan was that the interest rate was too high, almost 12%. That will reportedly come down dramatically, and AIG will get more time to pay it back. The government will also buy preferred shares of AIG and help the company buy back some of its debt. The plan, as it's being reported, would mean several things. First, and perhaps not surprisingly, AIG is in deeper trouble than first thought and is having a hard time selling the valuable parts of its business to come up with cash. Second, the government is willing to use money from its $700 billion bailout fund for entities other than banks. And third, Washington appears ready to do whatever it takes to keep AIG from collapsing. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing, ConstantContact.com. And by Clarkson Potter, publishers of The Splendid Table's How to Eat Supper, a holiday gift idea for people who love to eat, now available at SplendidTable.org. Sustainability coverage supported by Calvert, mutual funds, college savings, and retirement investments in companies committed to responsible environmental, social, and governance practices, Calvert.com.
It doesn't seem like the best time to start a business, but I keep hearing about people who are doing it anyway. Maybe it's like the stock market. There's opportunity in a downturn. A new toy store just opened in Nashua, New Hampshire. Its owner would inspire anyone that the sky is the limit. Avishi Artsy reports from the Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk.
When you ask Josh Heinzel where his business instinct comes from, the red-haired, freckled 15-year-old shrugs and says it has to do with juju. Juju?
Yeah, it's kind of that feeling. It's just when something feels right. It's hard to describe. You just have to feel it, you know?
It's an African term relating to the supernatural, and Josh does have an uncanny knowledge of how business works. When he was 12, he joined a Lego robotics team. He realized he could turn a profit by buying Lego pieces in bulk and then selling the parts online. His age was never an issue for suppliers.
You have the money, they have the product. It's pretty simple, right? It doesn't really matter how old you are to do that.
His parents fronted their son $10,000 to open Josh's Toys and Games last month at the Pheasant Lane Mall in Nashua. Josh is homeschooled, already a senior, but he thinks about business almost all the time. Here's his dad, Carl.
How could you say that Mozart, when he was 4, could play the music he could? What could you attribute that to? It's almost the same type of thing. You can't. It's just there.
Of his 7 employees, 4 are family members, including his 13-year-old brother, Jonathan.
Right now, I'm actually just sales associate, but I like to think of myself as co-owner.
Jonathan was the one who helped start NERDS, their robotics team.
And actually, it's an acronym. It stands for the New England Robotics Designers.
They won this year's LEGO Robotics World Championship. The two also choose what fills the shelves. Here's their mother, Mary.
It's 13 and 15-year-old picking the merchandise for the store for a population that's geared from about 10 years old on up. So who better to pick the merchandise than those peers?
Josh plans to open a couple more stores before college. He says with low prices, stuff he knows people like, and his juju, he'll do well.
Oh yeah, well you have to use the juju, you know? Definitely. That's the key right there.
In Nashua, New Hampshire, I'm Avishai Artsy for Marketplace.
If you can't get enough of the financial crisis, we have so much more online. Blogs, explainers, even jokes. Our website is marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.